I'm Will Davis for WUTC. On Tennessee Valley StoryCorps, we bring you conversations from people who went to the StoryCorps recording booth in Miller Park in the spring of 2019. Today, music writers Barry Corder and Sean Ryan.
Yeah, you and I share, I would say, first of all, a love of music.
Mm-hmm.
That's fair?
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Yeah. I got lucky in a lot of ways because it wasn't till probably sophomore or junior year at UTC, where you work, and through a series of things, I found out if I worked for the school paper and wrote record reviews, I got to keep the records. Then I found out if I reviewed the concerts, I got 2 free tickets to the concerts. And literally, that is why I got into it.
I got my first stereo when I was 12 years old. I bought it with paper route money in Atlanta, where I grew up. It was also the beginning of 8-tracks. So I had about as many 8-tracks as I did LPs. And I don't know if you remember 8-tracks, the way they were made, that you'd put them in, and if a song went too long, it would fade out.
Absolutely.
And it'd go to the next chapter, or whatever they called it, and it'd fade back in. And I got to the point when I finally got to the LP of the same 8-track, I was waiting for that. It was weird.
You can hear it.
The music didn't draw it off and then come back. So I got into it. I was a hard news reporter and got to Birmingham and was talking to the music writer at the time. And, you know, we were talking music, and he got promoted. And he came to me and said, "Do you want to be the music writer?" And I actually took a couple of days to think about it. And then I said, "What, are you crazy?"
Yeah.
You know, you get to do the very thing you do off when you're home. You listen to music, and now you get to do it and get paid for it. But I had a couple of my editors come up to me and say, "What is wrong with you? What are you doing?"
Yeah.
And about 2 years later, I was like, "Yeah, I think I know what I'm doing."
That's all I've ever wanted to do. Mm-hmm. But you mentioned 8-tracks, and that was one of the things I thought might be interesting for us to talk about, is because we've sort of both lived through that. But one of the things you've always told me and I wanted to ask about is you also had a side business that was timing wasn't exactly great, was it? The record store.
Oh, it wasn't a side business.
Oh, that was at that time?
It was what I did. I quit the newspaper and opened a CD store. And it was doing great. And 18 months after I opened, Napster came along.
Yeah.
And it absolutely killed the industry. I mean, I went from, my store was making about 30 grand a month. Last month I was open, I made 6.
Yeah.
I lost a lot of money.
If there is a theme to what you and I have seen, it's been the death of a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
The death of 8-tracks and CDs and
But you said, but then vinyl is coming back.
Vinyl is coming back.
And 8-tracks will never come back, thank goodness. No. They're the worst sound in the whole world. But they work well in cars.
Yeah, well, one of my fondest high school memories is going to baseball every single day in a yellow Pinto. And we listened to Styx, Pieces of 8, every single day. We had to travel in that Pinto. So I actually think of it fondly.
Do you still like it?
Yeah.
Can you listen to it?
But I'm like you. I can hear the click coming.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
You'll get to sit down and talk music.
Right.
With someone who's been there. Somebody who's been there, done that. Yeah, that was fun.
That was Sean Ryan and Barry Corder. This Tennessee Valley StoryCorps conversation and others can be found at our website, wutc.org. And you can subscribe to the Tennessee Valley StoryCorps podcast on iTunes and Google Play and never miss an episode. This series is produced and edited by me and brought to you, in part, by EPB Fiber Optics. For WUTC, I'm Will Davis.